Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show, and I am so excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Lauren E. Ragusan. She is an MS communication and public relations specialist, among other things. So let me give you a little bit of her background. She's a seasoned and well-versed communication professional with 20 years of experience, both on a corporate and agency level, having spent her career working for such global brands as the Hertz Corporation, Hitachi, Office Depot, Cisco, and currently for NetApp. She has worked in several diverse industries, including automotive, consulting, consumer lifestyle, IT, manufacturing, retail, transportation, and travel. Her first job in PR, a PACE co-op internship, was at 19 as an intern at Indian Point 3. And her first day there was a leak at the plant, talking about hitting the ground running on her first day. She started her own business as an independent pampered chef consultant in 2020, as she loves cooking, connecting people, and organizing parties, and does healthy cooking demos monthly. You can reach her on www.facebook.com/healthy/Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N. Her background includes deep expertise in corporate branding, advertising, social media, internal and external communication, change management, public relations, large-scale event planning, media training, public speaking, and speech writing. Her diverse experiences has enabled her to manage all aspects of a company's public profile, from developing crisis plans to implementing and spearheading company first. She has deep consulting experience, has led the organization and agenda for female entrepreneur conferences for Office Depot for many years, and organized NAFI's regional conference on the West Coast in 2006. She loves connecting and supporting women. She actively mentors young professionals, and her networking philosophy is about, first and foremost, always giving back and relationship building. Cultivating relationships is critically important in every aspect of business and personally. She holds a bachelor's degree in marketing from Pace University, has been an active Pace alumni mentor for the last 20 years. She credits Pace University for having an opportunity to enter the public relations field. She also holds her MS in communications from Ionis College. She also has served as an adjunctor on and off for Pace University since 2001, and has taught undergraduate and graduate school for Manhattanville College and Miller Moat College. She lives in Clayton, North Carolina, with her husband John and her adorable fur babies, Cinnamon and Skippy, Cavalier King Charles. She enjoys volunteering, golfing, reading, cruising, crafts, and helping nonprofit organizations. Welcome, Lauren. I am so honored that you are a guest of mine today. How are you?
I'm so good, Robbie. It's so great to be on your show, and I'm just so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you. So, Lauren, tell me, I have some questions I want to tell us in 60 seconds overview of your career.
Sure. So the best way to explain my career is, when I was in high school, my mother would say to me, if you could find a career or job where you could talk on the phone all day, meet new people, and write, you would be set. And that was public relations. So that was my start. And I would just say, you know, hearing my background is like always overwhelming for me, because I have done a lot of things, but the basis of my background and career is communications and just writing and collaborating with people. It's what I love to do.
Well, you're an expert at it. So And I've seen you in action, so I know that when I say you're an expert, I know that you're an expert. So, Lauren, why don't you share how we know each other and have grown our relationship?
Yeah, so so as you mentioned, I work for Office Depot. So when I was at Office Depot, I used to lead this women's conference for them, which was a fantastic conference where they brought women entrepreneurs on site. And in 2006, Robbie and I met because she was the Businesswoman of the Year Award winner on behalf of NAFI. And part of my PR strategy was to get to know the women and try to do local PR. And I remember Robbie and I had been, you know, talking back and forth. And when I met her, I just instantly loved you, Robbie. And Robbie instantly made me feel special. And she saw something in me I probably didn't see myself. And she encouraged me to start my own PR consulting business. And I did. I left Florida. And if it wasn't for her encouragement, your encouragement, I probably wouldn't have met my husband, because 2 months after relocating back from Florida to New York, New Jersey, I met my husband, John. And we've just stayed in touch on Facebook, and you're just a huge, huge inspiration and mentor to me, Robbie.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, I remember the Office Depot thing, and I remember the one part that was kind of funny. They gave us those beautiful blue vases, and we had to figure out how to get those beautiful blue vases on the plane and back home. I still have my blue vase without breaking it, you know? So that was
right.
So why did you join? You're one of our newest members in GSFE, and I'm so honored to have you a member. So why did you join GSFE?
The reason I joined is because, as you said, I just love I love helping people and mentoring people and seeing how I can help. And, you know, and I'll be honest, you know, this whole pandemic has made me just realize how short life is. And, I have a very deep faith, and what makes me the happiest in my life is to use gifts that God gave me that I can help others. So when you reached out to me and you told me about this, I just saw it as an opportunity to connect with women I would never meet, because, you know, a lot of it is virtual right now, and meeting women across the United States. And honestly, I joined because it's your organization, and I just know that it's going to be great for me personally, but I know that I'm going to meet a lot of great women, and you know, maybe I can develop some, you know, new relationships.
Oh, that's great. You have a very diverse background. How did you get your start in PR and communications?
Yeah, so that's interesting. So, okay, so it was in college. I was a junior, and I realized PR was the career I wanted. And then I got the internship, and then I minored in communications. And when I graduated, I had a very hard time finding a job in PR because I didn't have a journalism background. So I was interviewing, and I actually started as a secretary at a very big agency in New York City, Wellsridge Green. And I was there for like a year, and I had heard this woman, Pamela Moffitt, was coming back from maternity leave, and she was starting a corporate communications department for the agency. So at 22, I went and knocked on her door, and I told her that I was interested. And Pamela just, I think, liked me because I didn't have experience. And to this day, Pamela is a very dear friend. And I think all your listeners will find this interesting. When Pamela told me she was moving to California, I said, you must connect with Robbie. Pamela is part of the board of GSC, right?
Yes, she's on the board.
Yeah. So I would actually say that, you know, if it wasn't for Pamela, and if she's listening, she's going to be embarrassed, but I say this to her all the time, and it's why I always try to help people, even if they're strangers, because had Pamela not given me that chance, I don't know where my career would be today. She really gave me the jumpstart, and she has been a tremendous mentor in my life as well, and a personal friend.
Yes. She's great. She's been great on serving on our board as well. Share with us your journey throughout your career as a female entrepreneur.
Yeah. So as I said, when, you know, we met in 2006, you know, I was, you know, I started my own PR consulting firm. And I really did enjoy it, but for me personally, you know, I wasn't with my husband at that time. And, you know, it was a little lonely for me. And I don't regret doing it because later in life, I had to go and just do independent consulting. So, but I think for me, I'm better in like corporate and corporations than working for myself. I mean, I could maybe see myself down the road, you know, working for myself. But I think when you're an entrepreneur, you discover things about yourself that you didn't know. And I just realized that I am just better working for a company, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I have throughout my career been an independent consultant, and I think having that background as a female entrepreneur, it just really helped me through everything I've done in my career.
So how do you approach networking?
So to me, and, you know, a good friend who I met when I think I was in Florida, too, she was actually with NAFI, and she was a Businesswoman of the Year Award winner. Andrea Nierenberg, do you remember her?
Yeah, I still have communications with her.
Yeah, so Andrea is someone that I've always viewed her as the queen of networking, and she really taught me a lot because networking for me is always about giving back first. And I think sometimes people approach networking, you know, you meet someone at an event or you know, you lose your job and then you reach out to your network. And that is a very big part of networking, but I view networking as if there's someone that I can help or someone calls me or I see a post on LinkedIn and I think there's a way that I can help them or connect them with someone, that's my focus on networking. And I just love, like you, Robbie, I love connecting people and finding ways to make connections, you know, to help them either be more successful or grow their network.
Right. That's good. That's me too. What is your philosophy on networking?
Yeah, so that's interesting. I think networking should be like a 24/7 thing. I think that, you know, it should be part of your just your everyday life. So even if you're in a job that you love, you always want to keep your network fresh. And so what I've tried to do is I always try to connect with people that, you know, I may not have spoken to in a really long time and just drop them a note on either LinkedIn or, you know, an email or, you know, a foreign concept sometimes, picking up the phone and just saying, hi, how are you? Because sometimes when you do that, you then uncover that maybe they're going, you haven't heard from them for a while because they're going through a struggle or something. So I think networking is just something you do every day. But again, I it's just about, in my mind anyway, seeing how you can help someone else.
Yeah, I totally agree. Have you ever struggled in your career and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Yeah, so I was like everyone, we all have struggles. I'd say the biggest struggle I had was, so I worked for Cisco for 4 years, and my boss, who was there for 16 years, he decided to take a sabbatical from the company, and I was his chief of staff and comms lead, and I was laid off. And that was right before Christmas in 2018. Not even bitter, I understood, but when you're laid off, it's very, it's hard, I'm not going to lie, it's hard. It actually took me 18 months to find a new job, but during that time, I learned a lot about what I wanted to do because I was interviewing, I was doing consulting, I started teaching again, which is something I loved. But what it helped me see is that sometimes when you're looking to redirect your career, or you know, you think you want to do something else, you really have to take an inventory of what it is that you love to do. And what it is I love to do is communications. So while I had opportunities that, you know, were not focused on that, but I needed a job, I just decided I needed to stay true to myself, and I knew that I would find something, you know, that I loved, and I did. But, it was a struggle.
Given your diverse background, what advice can you offer others either starting out or shifting career direction?
Yeah, I think it goes to what I just said earlier, is that, you know, let's say that you decide that you want to do something new. You know, we all have, I think, transferable skills. So I think it's really important to just know what it is you love to do. Because when you know what it is you love to do, not what you have experience in, but what you love to do. So for me, I knew I loved to do communications. So I knew I needed a role that was in communications. But, you know, the company I'm working for, I had no experience in, you know, cloud or data management, but I knew I could learn. So I think when you have transferable skills, but when you also know what it is that you love to do, everything else can be learned.
That's true. I agree with you. Who have been some of your mentors and how have they helped you?
So you're number one. Well, no, I'd have to say Pamela is number one. I'd say you're number two. My boss at Hertz, Joe Russo, huge, huge mentor. I would say my boss at Cisco, just a phenomenal mentor in my life. He taught me so many different things, and he actually taught me things that I didn't really know about myself or talent, and he helped me grow those talents. And absolutely, I would have to say my mother and my father. So my father died when I was 19, but my father growing up was very hard on me in terms of my writing. But I realize now he was hard on me because he saw my talent, and I really wish he was alive to see how I've progressed my career.
Wow, that's great. So understand you ventured into a new business with Pampered Shelf. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is really fun. So when I got married in 2009, I used to work at Hitachi. I had a very busy, busy work schedule. I was traveling all the time. So for the first 8 years, my husband actually cooked. I didn't cook at all. So then when we moved to North Carolina, he said, okay, it's your turn. And then when we moved to Clayton, in 2017, and I have this wonderful kitchen with Island, and I had met this woman, Michelle Thorne, and she's a Pampered Chef consultant. She kept saying, do you want to do this? And I said, oh, I do, but the time's not right. And it was right before COVID, really, when we had that kind of shutdown, I decided I was going to do it, and I was going to have this big St. Patty's Day Pampered Chef party, and then everything, you know, kind of became virtual. So then I decided to start, like, my own Facebook page, and I do demos every 2 weeks in, like, healthy or keto, and it's interesting. I love doing it because it's this creative outlet for me. I'm not someone who really pushes emails, please order for me. Pampered Chef has always been for me about connecting people and sharing, you know, healthy recipes that either I create or I've tried. And, you know, and I'm hoping that when everything, you know, settles down, I can start having parties. But I just think Pampered Chef products are, you know, I've had many for years, and they're just really quality. And it's just really fun for me.
Yeah, that's nice. The products are really good. I'm familiar with Pampered Chef, and they're really, really good. So tell us something interesting in your career that might be interesting to our listeners.
Okay, so I've really been Let me think. There's a lot of interesting things. I'm going to give you two. So the first is that when I was So when I was at the Hearst Corporation, and that was really my first corporate job. So I started at the agency, and then Hearst was actually a client of the agency. But we never really did work for Hearst because they like to do PR and communications in-house. So so at the time, I was probably with the company for 6 months, and every senior executive was in London, and O.J. Simpson was part of Hearst. I'm sure everyone remembers him running through the airports, and then, you know, there was, you know, the tragedy of his ex-wife, you know, and because he was still very connected to O.J., to Hearst, he wasn't a spokesperson, but I became a lead for PR during that whole situation. And my biggest claim to fame, this is funny, it went on for, you know, because there was the criminal trial and the civil trial, and there was at one point he was going to do an interview with NBC News, and we just had to deal with, you know, that throughout the day, and then I had to go on the Howard Stern show, the radio show.
Oh, wow.
And the reason this is really interesting was because, you know, I'm not a Howard Stern listener. You know, great guy. I loved him on America's Got Talent, but I've never listened to his show. And I remember my boss came to me and said, Lauren, you need to call the Howard Stern show. And I said, you're kidding. And he said, no. So I just called, and I'm dating myself. But I just called, like, information. I got patched through. I think Gary was his, you know, ran the show or whatever. And he said, oh, Robin and Howard are talking about Hearst right now. And you want to talk to Howard live? And I said, okay. And I got on the phone. And he never said my name. And that was interesting. He said, oh, Howard, we have a gal from Hearst on the phone. She wants to talk to you. So the really interesting part about this story was I got home that night, and I'm not exaggerating, I had about 50 voicemail messages on my answering machine, just before you had voicemail. And everyone was like, Lauren, were you on the Howard Stern show? Lauren, someone said they heard you on the Howard Stern show. And it was just fascinating because they never said my name, but people, I guess, you know, knew my voice. And the reason this was a very interesting part of my career is that it was really the first time I, you know, had to deal with a PR kind of, you know, I don't want to say crisis, but reputational, and it really just taught me how to really work with the media. And so that's the first thing. And then I would say the other interesting thing in my career, I would say interesting, but I've worked with a lot of celebrities throughout my career doing PR events, but the best celebrity that I ever worked with was Brad Garrett. So if anyone doesn't know who he is, he's on Everybody Loves Raymond. And when I was at Office Depot, they worked with an organization called the Dream Foundation. And we were doing, and Dream Foundation is very similar to Make-A-Wish, but it's for adults who are terminal and, you know, they have wishes that they'd like granted. So we were opening up a whole slew of stores in L.A., and I suggested, why don't we, you know, tap into the Dream Foundation? And he was an ambassador, and he was a very interesting celebrity. He, you know, I'm sure he had a manager, but I talked to him directly, and this is what he did for this man, and I didn't even ask him to do this. He called me, and he said, Lauren, can you tell me, you know, I understand he's a sports fan. I think it was the, I'm not a hockey person, the Hawks or something. I said, oh, yes, that's his favorite team. He went and got a jersey, had it signed by the whole team. He mounted it in glass, and he presented it to the man.
Wow.
And forever I will. And then he stayed after the event was over and tons of media was there, and he did, like, stand up for, like, an hour and a half. And,
wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I would say, and, you know, and I have worked with a lot of celebrities, and I always do, people always think, oh, Lauren, did you get a picture with them? And I don't do that, but celebrities are people just like us. And, yeah, I'll just never forget that. And I remember the tears in the man's eyes. And, you know, I never asked him to do that. And he just did it on his own. And it was just very touching.
Well, we're down to 4 minutes, so I'd like you to tell people how they could reach you.
Sure. So my you can reach me on LinkedIn. So I'm the only – my husband is Croatian. So the last name Raguzin is Croatian. And I am the only Lauren Raguzin on LinkedIn. And I always love connecting with new people, so feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. My Pampered Chef business, as Robbie said, it's facebook.com/healthylauren. And you can also reach out to me by email. And my email is lraguzin123@gmail.com.
Spell the Raguzin so that they get the whole name right.
Right. So L is in Lauren, and R is in Robert, A is in Apple, G is in Girl, U is in Under, Z is in Zebra, I is in Indigo, and N is in Nancy. 123@gmail.com.
Great. That's awesome. Well, it's been wonderful having you on the show, and I learned some, even though I've known you for so many years, I learned some new things about you, and remember the great times we had and the great times we still have. We have about 3 minutes, so is there anything you want to share with the audience about what you see going forward in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, I think this time that we're living in is so uncharted, and I think it's amazing because it will probably be in history books, when probably I'm not here anymore. I'd say what I've learned from this is just to really cherish, your time. And also, I think too, I mean, I would say the biggest thing that I'm going to do when everything is, over, and, I am someone who is going to get the vaccine, and I'm someone who has taken this very seriously, is that I'm really, ever since my husband and I moved to North Carolina, I would say that we really haven't, explored a lot or done a lot of things, and I really want to start doing more things, and I want to go back to start playing golf and get him to start playing golf, and I just really want to do things that, are going to make me happy, because this has been a very hard time.
It is for many people. Well, Lauren, thank you so much, dear. And remember, you have anytime you want to come to California, you have a place to stay, my house.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm going to take you up on that, I promise.
Okay. And it was wonderful having you on the show. And good luck with your Pampered Chef. And keep helping companies stay straight, because you're an expert in that field, and you, whatever work you do, it is first class. So until we meet again, I'm going to say goodbye, and thank you again for being on the show today. It was amazing.
Okay. Thanks so much, Robbie. And I'll see you soon, I promise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.